Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I know many don't understand that, but the bride does. That's the one who God chose. He picked him. Like I said, he picked his nature all the way down through. When he said it is, it's the Bible is written by the prophets, and it has to be interpreted by the prophet. So the one God chose, but only his bride, recognizes who that he was in this end time. I'm so thankful for that. God richly bless you. It's a pleasure to be here again tonight. We want to go straight into prayer to get into the message. Let's all stand again. Don't you love him with all your heart? Isn't it just wonderful to be around his presence, to be around brothers and sisters that love this message, love the word? It is. There's something about the word that makes you love everybody. I feel different about everybody. I want to tell them, you've got the gift of eternal life, brothers and sisters. And we are, as he said, to love one another. Little children, love one another. A true, genuine love. And only there's a true love in this message that nothing else can match it. There isn't nothing like it. But to set into his presence that give us this, brothers and sisters, that we are together with like faith, that love the word of God with all of our heart. I'm so thankful for that. So let us bow our heads as we prepare ourselves to get ready to hear the word. And we want to take everything that's of the day and we want to get rid of it. We want to get our mind just totally on him. He said just to get quiet, because it's the still small voice that speaks to us. We worship him, we go into battle, we sing, we praise him. It's wonderful. It brings his presence because he loves to be worshipped in all different ways. But the most is when we speak to him like this. There's something just so special about speaking to him. To feel his presence when he's around and know that he's there and think, God, the great creator from the beginning of time, who am I, Lord, that you would come down and be with me? You would talk to me. You'd let me talk to you. You'd let me worship you, Lord. Amen. Father, I love you so much I can't express it. I'm just a poor little human, and I don't know how to put in the words. I don't even know how to thank it right, Lord, but you're more than able, Lord. And Father, you're more than able to the needs that we have, too, to meet our needs. And he's going to meet the needs. We have many needs of people that have written in prayer requests that are here. There's quite a few of them. I won't read them all. What's so wonderful is that we know that Father knows every single one of them. He knew before that they were written down. And he's here to hear your request. And we're here to bring our requests before him and to bring these requests before him and believe as the bride of Jesus Christ that he's going to answer that prayer. Just be like David and pick up those five little stones. You know what them five little stones, remember? F-A-I-T-H. Faith, to believe. As the prophet told us, he says, it's a little slingshot, but it's deadly. It's deadly. And we take that sling of faith and place it. God gets a hold of it. Nothing can stand in its way. Nothing can stand in its way. So we're going to believe tonight for your request and what you have need of. And these requests that are before us in believing and know that God's going to answer that prayer. So hold that in your heart as we sing our little song. And we just reach out and touch him as he passes by. For we know that he is, that he's here. I know that he's here. I brought him with me. You know that he's here. You brought him with you. Because no matter where you go, he's right there. He promised, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm always with you. No matter what, I'm with you. But I failed you, Lord. I know, but I still love you. You're mine. You're my child. I saved you. I died on a cross for you. And with my stripes, I healed you. Yes. Do you believe it, sons and daughters?
Yes.
We believe it, Father. Now we're going to accept it. But we're going to reach out and touch you, Lord, as you come by. Let's just sing our little song. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Our precious Heavenly Father, oh, what an honor and privilege it is to bow our hearts before Your throne, Lord. Lord, You know our every little need behind every hand that was raised, Lord. Father, we just thank You, Lord, for Your amazing grace that You gave to each one of us, Lord. Lord, to think of the millions and the ones that are around that would want to be in our very seat right here, Lord, and yet You chose us, Father. And we just love You and we thank You for that, Lord. And we can't thank You enough, Lord. We don't want to be like one of those lepers, Lord, that You healed and they didn't return to give You thanks, Lord. We love You, Lord, and we thank You, Lord. We worship You and we just, Lord, we just lift You up, Father. Lord, You know each request, Lord, before it is even pinned on these papers here, Lord. And Lord, as Lord, we're taught, Lord, through Your prophet, Lord, that nothing can stand before His prayer. Lord, we believe every word that was spoken from that prophet of Malachi 4. We believe it, Lord, and He taught us, Father, and through Your word, Lord, that if we ask anything in Your name, that it would be done, Lord. And Father, we just lift up these requests as a group of believers, whatever the need may be, Lord, great or small, but You care about each one, Lord. You care about each one of us here, Father. And truly, Lord, our heart's desire is to draw closer to You, Father, to be more like You, Father. Lord, may we just cinch up that armor just a little tighter, Father. Lord, we know we can't leave here the same person, Lord. And we just pray that we draw closer to You. We just ask that You be with us the remainder of the service, Lord. We commit all these things and ask everything in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Oh, He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. You may be seated. Such an honor again to be here this evening. And truly, as each day we meet, it just seems to get better and better. And
amen.
It's just so wonderful. This little song, I just can't help but think of, it's living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love and with His arms. Just, there's no alarms that we ever have to feel. And it's just so wonderful. It seems.
I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. Feel no one. is alive. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the sky. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Best part of the day. Amen. I love him with all my heart, and so do you. Let's bow our heads in one last preparation, getting ready to hear that word. Lord, we just welcome you. Open up our hearts, our minds, our soul, our everything, all part of our being, Lord, to hear your word. Because we know it's the words of eternal life. And we don't want to miss nothing, Lord. Nothing. They've prepared themselves and they've come. The ground's been prepared. As he told us, the ground is prepared. If the seed falls, if it falls on rock, it won't grow. But it's been prepared. And today, it started real early this morning, Father. Talking to you. We started to prepare the ground early. Getting ready for this evening with anticipation of being together to worship you and to hear your word. We've done all that we can. Now we just ask for your grace, your wonderful grace and love to us, Lord. And we just once more want to sing that, what is our national anthem that so many times is called your prophet to this very platform to bring us the word, Lord. The words of eternal life. Stored up food so that we could eat it tonight. Fresh manna with no leaven. Nothing in it. Nothing's been added. Nothing. God is his own interpreter. He needs no one to interpret his word. That's what it says. That's what we believe. God is his own interpreter. It is the word. And we're thankful to have the opportunity to hear it once more and to be in your presence. So let's just sing. Only believe as we welcome Brother Branham to come and minister to us tonight.
Only believe. Only believe. In all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, and all things are possible, just only believe.
You may be seated. It's my privilege once again tonight to welcome to the pulpit God's prophet to bring us the message modern events are made clear by prophecy, which is the interpretation of God's word brought to us fresh tonight by his prophet. Amen. Happy to bring to the platform our prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.
Let's bow.